You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Tune in every Wednesday at 4 p.m. for Team Martech, local professionals serving our community. Listen to a financial advisor, local attorney, independent insurance agent, mortgage broker, realtor, and certified public accountant. They discuss issues and answer questions of interest to you. That's Team Martech, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on WCNO.
G4 Summer Camp is back. Free pickup and drop-off. Field trips every week. Super fun all summer long. The best summer ever. Breakfast and lunch included. Sign up now. $85 a week. G4SummerCamp.com. G4SummerCamp.com.
To register, you can reach us at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tina Cook, and I would like to invite you to our awesome True Life Inner Healing Group every other Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. If you are in need of a touch, a word, or a healing from Jesus Christ, this is the place to be. Every group, we have a God encounter. I love the presence of God, but even more, I love watching Him instantly transform your life. It's a fact that your life will never be the same. For the next group date, check out our website at mytruthchurch.com. And you can also check out my testimony at tinacook.org. So come, join me every other Saturday at 9 a.m. and come expecting.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Listen, if you're feeling locked down by something or bogged down this morning, can I just tell you the way that you get traction out of that thing that's holding you back, the way that you get traction out of that thing that's been dogging you for 20 years, the way that you get traction out of that thing that you've carried in your heart forever is to ask this question: what does God want? What does God want with me? There's some of us here this morning that God's placed a call on your life, and it may be to serve in this ministry. It might be to be a missionary. It might be to start a business. It might be to be faithful at your job and be a witness. It might be a call to motherhood. But you've been so bound up and making decisions for yourself that you've forgotten to ask the question, what does God want? Come on, amen. And maybe the reason why we keep saying no to God when He asks us to do something is because we haven't been interested in what God really wants. We're only interested in what we want and what God can do for us. Jesus. You will never, ever have clarity in your life if you don't ask the question and wait for the answer. Come on, somebody. How many know the way to find clarity again is not by figuring out how to justify what you do, not by figuring out how to work the angle, not by figuring out what God might do, but the way to bring clarity to your life is to ask, what does God want with me? Answer that question. What does God want? What does God want? Some of you, God's calling you to a greater walk of purity. He's asking you to step out of some of the old things in your life and step into something new, to get away from some destructive attitudes, some destructive behaviors, and you're stuck and you're trapped in them. Ask Him, God, what do you want? And then answer the question. Listen, you can't step out of it because I tell you to. It's not up to me. There has to be a vision for your life. There has to be a revelation that comes. And it begins by asking the question, what does God want? God, what do you want? God, what do you want with me? Help me understand what happens in the supernatural as the Spirit of God begins to release the desires of God in a specific area of our lives. And when we begin to sense the desires of God, it's out of that that we make choices for our lives. That's what comes as a result of asking the question. That's why the word says, delight yourself in the Lord, and I will give you the desires of your heart. It doesn't mean that if you delight yourself in the Lord, He's going to give you whatever you want. What it means is that if you delight yourself in the Lord, then He'll place His desires in your heart. He'll put them there. He'll give you the desires that belong in you so that you don't have the desires for the things of the world, but you have the desires for what God wants. This is how it works. We've got to be bold enough to answer the question. It's a dangerous question. It'll radically change your life. What does God want? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the challenge for us as believers is to take everything in our lives, all of our dreams, all of our talent, all of our time, all of our treasure, all of our hopes, our opportunities, our skills, and we lay those things out before God and we say, here I am, God, what do you want? What do you want? I'm here. What do you want from me? It's all yours, Lord. Everything that I am, everything that I hope to be, it's all yours, Lord. Whatever you want, God, that's what I want. Whatever you need, God, I'm here. How many of this matters? This matters, amen? Because listen to this very carefully. The blessing of God rests on people that are committed to the desire of God. The reason why people in church are not being blessed with the blessings of God that have already been made available to God, come on, somebody, is because they don't have the right desires of God. They're not asking, what does God want? They're telling God what they want. And they walk around going, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. No, you ain't. You're $300,000 in debt trying to get what you want. My God. So you sound angry. Pastor, I'm not angry. I'm just being truthful. Come on, amen. God, whatever you want. The blessing of God rests on people that are committed to the desires of God. The blessing follows desire. The desires of God. And let me know, God doesn't bless us because we're American citizens. Or because we know how to behave. I know how to follow the rules. No, that's not why you get blessed. The blessing of God rests on churches and it rests on individuals that are committed to the desire of God. His desires. Most of the time we regress to self-preservation and we lock ourselves down from the blessing of God and we forget that the generous life is always controlled by something greater than itself. We get so self-focused on our needs. So self-focused on what's going on in our lives. And we forget to ask the question. A generous life is always committed to invest into the lives of other people. A generous life is always committed to invest into the lives of other people. That's why Paul says, have the mind of Christ. Have the mind of Christ. It's an attitude. We have the attitude of Jesus. He said, well, what's the attitude of Jesus? Look in verse 3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Oh, that's a typo. That's got to be a typo. That's got to be a misprint. Somebody misprinted the Bible, because I know he didn't say people are more important than me. I thought I was important. I thought I was special. No, that's not a misprint. So he repeats it again in verse 4 another way. He says, let each of you look not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Look out for one another. Come on, young people. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You're down at the mall texting away on your cell phones, texting away. You're at the food court, you're texting. You're in church, you're texting. You're in the movies, you're texting. You're in your car, you're texting. You're texting away. You see all them little objects in your peripheral vision? While you're texting? Those are people! They're people! Come on, somebody! They're there! That's God's way of saying the world does not revolve around you! There are other people in your life! Everywhere! Come on, somebody! It's really not all about you! It's all about him. You know, every day, all through your life, those objects that you see in your peripheral vision, those people, they don't know what you know. They don't know the knowledge that you know about Jesus. Many of them are walking around, really on their journey to hell. Come on, amen. Today in this city, there are people that have never experienced the work of the Holy Spirit like we see here every Sunday morning, the Holy Spirit move in our service. There are people that are alive today on this planet. They've been alive 50 or 60 years. They've never experienced that. There are people on the Treasure Coast, they've never stepped into a place like this before. They've never experienced the move of God before. They've never heard people in a band play together and sing to somebody they cannot see or they cannot touch. They've been singing for 40 years about, have you heard about the lonesome loser? Singing in depression. About broken relationships and she done left me and he done ran out and rock and roll town. Get over it. Come on, somebody. There's people that live in a culture that knows nothing about what we live in. So you got to ask yourself, why would God make sure you know what you know about him? Why would God make sure that you know that? How is it that God would set you up so that you would have the revelation about God, so that you would have a heart of generosity and the work of the Holy Spirit? Why would God do that to you? Why would God set you up like that? I'm glad you asked. You ready? I'm going to give it to you. 1, 2, 3. So you can give it away. So you can give it away. We're not supposed to keep revelation to ourselves. We're not supposed to keep the teaching to ourselves. We're not supposed to keep the sermon to ourselves. We're not supposed to keep our resources to ourselves. What God gives us, He gives it to us so we can give it away. This is what Jesus did. He pulled 12 guys in around him. He poured his life into these 12. He gives without reserve. Jesus gives away everything that he is and everything that he had. He pours his life into these 12 guys and he says, "Everything I have given you is yours. Now go give it away. Freely give it away." Oh. Book of Acts says those men took the message of the gospel and they turned the world upside down. 12 men. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. They lived their life as if it weren't their own. They had a generous life. And it was always committed to be involved in the lives of other people. You know, it's interesting to me that the supernatural power of God always follows generosity or vice versa. They go hand in hand. You ever notice that in Scripture? That every time a supernatural miracle happens, there's also generosity on the scene. In Acts chapter 2, coming out of Peter's sermon in verse 43, it says, "Then fear came upon every soul." That word fear right there is not the word like "I'm scared and afraid." It's the word awe. They were in awe. There was a sense of awe that came over everyone. And many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. And then it says, "Now all who believed were together," and watch this, "and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and good, and divided them among all as they needed." The spirit of generosity and the supernatural power, hand in hand. You know why these churches that you see, they talk about the supernatural, they preach about the miracles, they're always bragging about what God's doing supernatural, but you don't see the miracles. Because there's not a heart of generosity in the church. It's about the personality behind the pulpit. Pastor, I'm telling you the truth. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying the supernatural and generosity are connected. They're connected. Signs, wonders, and miracles come with a generous attitude. They come with a generous heart. There are no miracles manifesting where there's no generosity. And there's no generosity manifesting without the miracle of God. Because how many know your life dedicated to God is the first miracle? Oh my God. Ooh. I mean, when the goodness of God begins to manifest. You know why a generous heart is so connected to this? Because when the goodness of God begins to manifest in your life, what do you do with good news? You can't keep quiet. You can't hold it. We barely can hold bad news. Isn't that right? We want to tell everything we know. And if it's really good news, we want to especially tell the good news. How do you know the gospel is the good news? And when God does something powerful, oh Jesus, when God does something powerful in our lives, come on somebody. You begin to not see your life as your own. You begin to take what you have and you begin to give yourself away to people. You begin to invest in people. You begin to pray for people. You begin to spend time with people. You begin to work with people. You begin to counsel with people. You begin to worship with people. You begin to invest. Because your life is not your own. Generosity and supernatural are connected. So I have a question for you this morning. Who are you investing in? Whose life are you investing your life into? I want to know who's going to heaven because of what you're doing. If you're sitting here this morning and you can't think of one person that's on their way to heaven because of your actions, oh, Jesus. You have no traction in life. You're spinning out of control. And if that's you, you're going to cycle in and out of depression the rest of your life until you get it right. Come on, somebody. Jesus. I want to know who's going to catch your faith. Who are you talking to? What are you saying that makes God more obvious? Every time you serve, what are you doing that makes God more obvious? Every time you do a selfless act, how is it? Every time you give yourself, how is it making God more obvious? Every time you share your story, how is it making God more obvious? Every time you invest in a life, how does it make God more obvious? Jesus. Think about this. During the time of Jesus, there were other teachers that traveled around, other rabbis, other philosophers. There were other guys that told stories just like Jesus told stories. They talked in parables. That was a very popular thing during the time of Jesus. There were traveling ministries. People just walked around teaching, and they have entourages of students that followed them, and the disciples, and they would be discipled by whoever they were listening to. Jesus was just like them. He was doing the same thing that was going on in the culture. Amen? But what made Jesus stand apart from the rest of them? Listen, it wasn't that Jesus had a message like the rest of them. It was the fact that he was the message. His life was the message. Come on, somebody. How do you recognize it was the fact that the message wasn't something he was proclaiming? It was something that he was. His life, come on. That he embodied what he was talking about. That the generosity that he portrayed to people was an example. It was a demonstration. It was the fruit of who he was. Come on, somebody. He was open. He was transparent with his life. He let people see in. He didn't hold anything back from anybody. So when people got around him, they said, man, this guy, there's something different about him. He's different than anybody we've ever heard teach. He makes sense, and he does these miracles. There's something supernatural in his life. He's a giver. He's not a taker. He doesn't talk down to us. He doesn't make us feel stupid. This guy embodies what he said. Jesus didn't have a bunch of words. He was the word. The living word among us. He was the message. And I got news for you this morning. So are you. Come on, somebody. So are you. You are the message. A generous life is always controlled by the interest of God the Father. A generous life is always committed to being involved in the life of others. And number three, a generous life is always consumed with a dream of the future. A generous life is always consumed with a dream of the future. Jesus had a dream. Jesus had a dream. Come on, somebody. He had a dream. I don't mean he was sleeping one night and while he was asleep, he had a dream. That's not what I'm talking about. He didn't have a nightmare or a daydream and get all freaked out, or he didn't take a power nap. That's not what we're talking about. He had a dream. He had an image, a vision of something that was out in front of him, and it consumed his life. It got him up in the morning and set his feet on a path to a destiny. And it's the same thing that'll happen for you when you put your feet on the path. You have a destiny. You have to have a vision for your life. You have to be consumed with a dream for the future. When you look at the ministry of Jesus, when he inaugurates his ministry in the temple, and you chart all the travels of Jesus, when you look at them, they just look like he was just randomly going to places all over Judea and all over Israel. He was just like going whenever and wherever he wanted to. He was all over the place preaching. Matter of fact, if you look at it on the map, you're thinking, what were you doing, Jesus? Did you actually have a plan? Were you just wandering around the countryside and the hillside and going back and forth across the lake only when there was a storm? What's going on, Lord? There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of strategy when you look at the ministry of Jesus and where he traveled, until you realize one thing, until you realize that what Jesus was doing was being done against a big, giant, enormous backdrop of God's dream. He was motivated by a dream, the dream of God. Come on, God has a dream. Touch somebody and say, God has a dream. There was something that drove him to do what he did. There was something that motivated him here, or motivated him there, or motivated him over there. Come on, somebody. Paul says this in verse 8. He says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of a cross. How many of you know that means that Jesus was so committed to the dream, so passionate about the dream, that he was willing to die a horrible, brutal, bloody death on a cross? That's how committed he was to the dream. Jesus had a dream. A life that is generous is always consumed by a dream of the future.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support. Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.